ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today in the morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6th, Chapter the Hamsa Guhya Prayers, Text 47.
Ahamevasamevagre nanyat kinchantaram bahihi samjnanam matram avyaktam प्रसुप्तिम् इव विश्वतः अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यत् किञ्चान्तरं बहिः संज्ञानमात्रमव्यक्तम् प्रसुप्तम् इव विश्वतः अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यत् किञ्चान्तरं बहिः संज्ञानमात्रमव्यक्तम् प्रसुप्तम् इव विश्वतः।
अहमेवासमेवाग्रे ज्ञानमात्रमव्यक्तम् अहमेवासमेवाग्रे नान्यत्किञ्चान्तरं बहिः माताजी। अहम् आई द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एव ओनली आसम वॉज एव सर्टनली अग्रे इन द बिगिनिंग बिफोर द क्रिएशन न नॉट अन्यत् आदर किंच एनीथिंग अंतरम बिसाइड्स मी बहिः एक्सटर्नल सिंस द कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन इज एक्सटर्नल टू द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड द स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड एग्जिस्ट्स व्हेन देयर वाज नो मटेरियल वर्ल्ड संज्ञानमात्रम् Only the consciousness of the living entities. Avyaktam, unmanifested. Prasuptam, sleeping. Iva, like. Vishvataha, all over. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, I alone existed with my specific spiritual potencies. Consciousness was then unmanifested, just as one's consciousness is unmanifested during the time of sleep. Purport. as the purport is very it is 3 pages, we'll read part of the purport and then discuss and then go like that, so that we are always on the purport. The word aham indicates a person, as explained in the Vedas. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. The Lord is the supreme eternal amongst innumerable eternals, and the supreme living being among the innumerable living beings. The Lord is a person who also has impersonal features, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdate. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Consideration of the Paramatma and impersonal Brahman arose after the creation. Before the creation, only the Supreme Personality of God had existed. As firmly declared in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord can be understood only by Bhakti Yoga. The ultimate cause, the supreme cause of creation, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can be understood only by Bhakti Yoga. He cannot be understood by speculative philosophical research or by meditation, since all such processes came into existence after the material creation. The impersonal and localized conception of Supreme Lord are more or less materially contaminated. The real spiritual process, therefore, is Bhakti Yoga, as the Lord says, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. Only by devotional service can I be understood. Before the creation, the Lord existed as a person, as indicated here by the word aham. When Prajapati Daksha saw him as a person who was beautifully dressed and ornamented, he actually experienced the meaning of this word aham through devotional service. Each person is eternal, because the Lord says that he existed as person before the creation, agre, and which will also exist after the annihilation. The Lord is a person eternally. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore quotes these verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Na chantar na bahir yasya, na purvam na api cha param, purva param bahish chantar jagato yo jagat chayaha. Tam matvatmajam avyaktam, martyalingam adhokshajam, gopiko lolu khale damna baddha prakruta yatha. The personality of God had appeared in Vrindavan as the son of Mother Yashoda, who bound the Lord with rope, just as an ordinary mother binds a material child. There are actually no divisions of external and internal for the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Satchidananda Vigraha. But when he appears in his own form, the unintelligent think him an ordinary person. Avajananti ma mudha manushim tanumashatam. Although he comes in his own body, which never changes, mudha, the unintelligent, think that the impersonal Brahman has assumed a material body to come in the form of a person. Ordinary living being assumes material bodies, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not. Since the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Consciousness, it is stated herein that Samjnana Mantram, the original consciousness, Krishna consciousness, was unmanifested before the creation. Although the consciousness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the origin of everything, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor the in the future shall any of us cease to be. Thus the Lord's person is the absolute truth in the past, present and future. We'll start with prayers.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaisham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine
ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೆ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ ನಮೋ ಮಹಾವದನ್ಯಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೋರದ್ವಿಷೇ ನಮಃ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ವಾಂಛಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಐ ಫೀಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಎಂಬರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕಲಿ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಾಫ್ ಸಾರ್ವಭೌಮ ಪ್ರಭು ಅಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಸ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಐ ಟ್ರೈ ಟು ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎಲಿವೇಟೆಡ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಸೊ ಐ ಬೇಗ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೀನಿಯರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಠೀಕ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಅಹಂ ಏವಾಸಮೇವಾಗ್ರೇ ನಾನ್ಯತ್ ಕಿಂಚಾಂತರಂ ಬಹಿಃ. ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅಪಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಚತುಶ್ಲೋಕಿ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಇನ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ದ. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 9 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 33rd ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ 34, 35 ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ 36. ಸೊ ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ಚತುಶ್ಲೋಕಿ ಭಾಗವತ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಫೋರ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಟೆಲ್ಸ್ ದ ಇಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ interaction between the jivas and material world and the supreme lord? Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari ji ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gonitai ki, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So this half verse, aham evasam evagre nanyat kinchantaram bahihi, that comes from second canto. This is the first verse of Chatushloki Bhagavat. And then this Hamsaguhya prayers is the prayers offered by Daksha to Lord Krishna when he appears in front of him. So Daksha is doing his sacrifices, his penances, austerities, and as a result, being pleased with Lord, comes there to give an audience to Daksha. And the Daksha offers very beautiful this Hamsaguhya prayers, and this is the end of that chapter, that Lord is very happy and then he blesses Daksha and then leaves. So here in very short, the Lord is giving the understanding about himself, understanding about this material world, and what is the interaction. So there he says aham evasam evagre, that before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, I alone existed with my specific spiritual potencies. Na anyat kincha antaram bahihi. There is nothing afterwards external to me in this world. So this is very important things to understand for a devotee. As Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, that those who understand Krishna properly, then it becomes very easy to engage our mind in serving and thinking of Lord. Because we are focused
and we are knowing clearly who Krishna is, what are his energies. So here specifically this word aham, Prabhupada says very emphatically that this aham represents, or Krishna is very emphatically telling that Krishna, when you are talking about personality of Godhead, that is a person. It's not something impersonal, unmanifested, some light or some energy. No. Krishna is telling aham. Prabhupada gives the purport as aham means a person. A light cannot say that aham. Impersonal, unmanifested thing cannot say aham. Aham means a personality. And we can see that how Prabhupada represented this school of personalism, and he went all over the world triumphantly crashing down all the misconceptions regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we can see that that's what the Prabhupada was very much appreciated by his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he wrote in his Vyas Puja offering, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved, impersonal calamity thou hast moved. So he says, absolute is sentient. The supreme, absolute truth is not impersonal, unmanifested, without any qualities. No. Absolute truth is person. And then he said, my dear Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you have removed all the calamity of impersonalistic ideas. Because this impersonalistic idea is a great calamity on the whole world, because it destroys the tendency to serve Krishna. Because unless there is a person, how can you serve? Because in that understanding is there that absolute truth is impersonal, and then I have to just merge in, there is no question of serving, there is no question of being servant, there is no question of devotional service. So it becomes just a theoretical, understanding. So when Prabhupada was going all over the world, we can see that how emphatic he was when it came to impersonalists. And you will find every, all the books of Prabhupada, it's like, it's amazing that some theme is going on, in between Prabhupada will, take this Mayavad or impersonalistic idea and then beat it to its, heart content, and then go ahead with the other thing. So we can see that how Prabhupada was always very careful in and very emphatic in destroying the Mayavad understanding. Why? Because we can see that there are so many instances. Like once when Prabhupada had gone to Indore in 1970, when the Gita Samiti, they had called Prabhupada for giving a lecture on Gita Jayanti. So when Prabhupada along with his Western disciples went for this Gita Jayanti festival, when he went on the dais, he saw that there was only one lamp in between. And then there was nothing. No Krishna's picture, nothing. So next day, Prabhupada was arguing with the organizers and the guests. He said, how can you do like this? He said, it's a Gita Jayanti. We are celebrating the birth, celebrating the appearance of Gita, and there is no picture of the person who spoke Gita. He said, even ordinary functions, when there is some political function, political rally, people keep photograph of Gandhi, Nehru, so many. And he said, here, all the sages are coming and trying to understand and glorify Bhagavad Gita, and there is no one picture of Krishna. They're just keeping one lamp. Prabhupada was very upset. So after, we can, and then there are so many conversation in that, period when he was in Indore. He's always putting that point and practically smashing the organizers and people who are assembled there. And we can see that whenever, similar, in Amritsar also, when Prabhupada was there, This was in some winter season. And Prabhupada gave class that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in the quarters, in the night, Gurudas Prabhu was staying with one guest, local person. So in the night only, this person got up. And then he woke up Gurudas Prabhu. He said, what your Swamiji was telling this, Krishna is Supreme Personality. He said, no, that is, how is this possible? Gurudas Prabhu said, you know, this is now night, we are sleeping. Is this the time to discuss this? But we can see that those who are Mayavadis, they are so envious of Krishna, they cannot stand Krishna glorified as a person. So he was so, like, filled with, you know, kind of hate and filled with so much of negativity. He said, and how is it possible? So Gurudas Prabhu also said, what is your philosophy? Everything is one. Then he said, okay, this, you have this blanket. So then he took the blanket of this person and took one thread from the blanket and gave to that, you know, person. He said, by your philosophy, everything is one. This thread and this blanket, no difference. So today you take this thread and be with it. Be happy with it. So this person, because he was caught by his own philosophy, has to agree with that. Then he took that and he was sitting there. But after a few minutes only, because it was very cold, it's Amritsar, you know, in winter, you can imagine. After some time he came, he said, no, give me my blanket. So then Gurudas Prabhu said, but you agree that everything is not one? He says, yes. So when Prabhupada came to know next day, he was very happy with his disciple, who is just, you know, they are newly learning Krishna consciousness, but how much they are understanding the principles of Krishna consciousness. That's why we see Prabhupada used to always, practically, he used to speak as if Prabhupada had some personal enmity with these Mayavadis and impersonalists. So much so that sometimes in the beginning days, devotees felt that, because they had no idea of what is Mayavadi, so they always heard Prabhupada, Mayavadi is a rascal, Mayavadi is, you know, doing this, Mayavadi is misguiding people. So they felt that Mayavadi is some person who has created a lot of trouble to Prabhupada when he was staying in India. So they thought, when next time we'll go to India, we'll find this Mayavadi and beat him up. So afterwards they understood that Mayavadi is a concept. It's a, and how the people are wrongly misguided in this way. So when Krishna is telling here, aham, that very emphatically gives us an understanding of personality of Godhead. He's not impersonal. Prabhupada many times when he used to say, one Prabhupada disciple asked him, but Prabhupada, we don't find anyone in India Mayavadi, or, you know, it's like they are so nicely chanting, they come to temple and they are, you know, it's like nicely doing puja, and in home also they worship. So then Prabhupada said, he said, any pious person you take and you scratch a bit and then you will see Mayavadi. So although the external manifestation is there of piety, people come to temple, people do puja and yajna and this and that, but then the understanding of this Mayavad is so deeply rooted because of the propaganda so widely done in our history, that understanding doesn't go so easily. But then when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically the Acharya's purports like Srila Prabhupada, then we can understand how they have moved, kicked off this impersonalistic ideas. So that is the great, you know, credit which we give to Srila Prabhupada and all our Acharyas. And when Krishna is telling aham, all these people who are so envious of Krishna, they say, why Krishna is so proud telling aham? Krishna is always telling, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam raja. He's telling, give up everything and surrender unto me alone. Or Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me. I am the basis. So people, they say, why Krishna is so proud? But actually Krishna is not proud. Prabhupada says, Krishna is just telling the truth. If someone has done PhD from IIT Powai, and you go and ask him, my dear sir, what is your qualification? And then he says, I have done my PhD from IIT Powai. Then you say, see, such a proud fellow. Then what he should say? Should he say that he is 10th fail or something? Then you will feel that, oh, very nice, humble person, no? 10th fail. But then, similarly Krishna, when he is telling Bhagavad Gita, he has to tell the truth. If he is not going to tell the truth, who is going to tell the truth? Because we all are conditioned souls, having so many limitations to understand something which is beyond this material world. So Krishna, it's a great mercy of Krishna to tell about him. Because we don't know who is Krishna. And even when we are reading scriptures, when we understand this Aham Brahmasmi, Prabhupada always takes this. He says, even if someone understands that Lord is Param Brahma and we are small, infinitesimal Brahman. So, when Prabhupada used to say that when we are telling Aham Brahmasmi, that means I am spirit soul. That doesn't mean Aham Param Brahmasmi. So, when we say Aham Brahmasmi, that means I am spirit soul. And then there is, so I am Atma and there is a Paramatma. There is a infinite spirit, you know, that is spirit soul, that is called as Paramatma. So there is a difference. It's nothing is one. Not that now we are two and then afterwards becoming liberated we become one. No, that is not the case. Prabhupada says that even knowing that Aham Brahmasmi is not complete understanding. Because that is just a theoretical understanding. Okay, you know that you are spirit soul, then what? What is the application? So application is that you render devotional service to Parabrahma. So that is very important. So when specifically this verse, as you know, Chatushloki Bhagavat, Krishna is telling, Aham evasam evagre na anyat kinchad taram bahihi. Krishna is telling very emphatically that I alone was there and there was no one else. That shows that how Krishna is telling that his supreme position to everything and everyone in this material world and in spiritual world. So, just one word of this shloka, this aham, gives so much of understanding about the Supreme Personality of Godhead as described by our acharyas. And then Prabhupada writes here that aham can be understood in three ways depending on one's understanding. How we approach that same non-dual substance which is called as Absolute Truth. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Shabdate. He says, Vadanti Tat Tat Vudas Tattvam Yajnana Advayam Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Shabdate. When a jnani, having understanding of a mukti and is approaching a spiritual personality of, when he is approaching Absolute Truth, then he comes to know only the partial understanding of Absolute Truth. Prabhupada even mentions that this is, the sub-understanding of the personality of Godhead. So he understands the Sat feature of the Lord, and then he understands the Supreme is this Brahman. The yogis who are trying to meditate on Krishna as Paramatma in their heart, they understand Krishna as Absolute Truth, as Paramatma. But then the ultimate understanding comes by a devotional process. When someone understands that Krishna is a person, he is a supreme person. And not just a person, but here Prabhupada says, Aham, Prabhupada gives understanding, I alone existed with my specific potencies. spiritual potencies. So Prabhupada gives this example that whenever you say king, king means along with everything. King means queen, ministers, royal opulence, everything. So similarly, when Krishna means everything, Krishna's opulence, Krishna's expansions, Krishna's energies, that includes in Krishna. When Krishna says aham, and then Prabhupada very beautifully says that how Krishna can be understood only by devotional service. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. He says, advaitam achyutam anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusham navayavanam cha. And then very important, Brahmaji is telling, vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. He says, by reading all the Vedas, it's very difficult to find what is absolute truth. But then, that most difficult thing becomes very accessibly easy to his devotees. Adurlabham atma bhakto. It becomes very easy. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So when we approach Krishna through devotional service, then Krishna becomes very happily disposed towards such devotees, and then he reveals himself. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives this from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, that how the same Krishna, who is the source of everything, becomes bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. So that is the mercy the Lord gives to his devotees. In Srimad Bhagavatam only, Uddhavji is glorifying Krishna's this quality. He is telling, Kim Chitram Achyuta Tadeta Dasheta Ashesha Bandho. He says, Ashesha Bandho means he is the friend of everyone. Why he is telling, you are friend of everyone? He says, Dasheshu Ananya Sharaneshu Yadatma Satvam. Those who are devoted to you in service, what happens? Yo Rochayat Saha Murgai Swayamishwaranam. Then he is remembering how Lord Ramachandra, when he came in this material world to perform his pastimes, he says, Yaha Saha Murgaihi. Murga means the animal. So here he refers to the monkey company. How when the Lord came here in this material world, he took a great pride in being with the monkeys, because they were his devotees. Ordinarily, it's not a very great matter of a pride for any person associating with someone who is less than him. Can you imagine someone like, he is like perfectly in suit, boot, coat, tie, and he is a CEO of some company going for some international meeting, and then he carries one monkey with him. Then he is going and going for some. So that is not, that is considered very kind of, so that association of monkey is not considered very great. But here we find that when the Lord personally he comes here in this material world, whom he is taking help from, like the whole history will be telling that Lord took help from monkeys, But then the Lord was very happy to associate with monkeys and take help from monkeys. Why? Because they were devotees. Hanuman was there, Sugriva was there, and so many others. So Lord even doesn't care for his own image when it comes to serve and accept service from his devotees. He is ready to associate with the Mrugai, even the monkeys, if that is what required to please his devotees. And then he says, Srimad Kirita Tadapidita Padapitaha. And when he is associating with the monkeys, when the greatest of the demigods like Lord Brahma is willing to touch his crown at the feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is his position. But when it comes to his devotees, he is ready to reciprocate even with animals. when they are showing some devotional service. So that is the mercy of the Lord. That's why here he says, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati. That Lord cannot be understood even by greatest of Vedic scholar, but then Lord can be understood by simple hearted devotional service, even rendered by an animal. What to speak of a human being who is chanting Hare Krishna, who is performing devotional service. So this gives us a great hope that if a monkey can be associate of the Lord, then how much we can also be associate of the Lord when we are guided by our previous acharyas. And then in the remaining part of the, we'll read the remaining purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here he says, after the annihilation of everything, the Supreme Lord, because of his Satchidananda Vigraha, remains in his original form. But since the other living entities have material bodies, the matter merges into matter, and the subtle form of the spirit soul remains within the body of the Lord. The Lord does not sleep, but the ordinary living entities remain asleep until the next creation. An unintelligent person thinks that the opulence of the Supreme Lord is non-existent after the annihilation. But that is not a fact. The opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains as it is in the spiritual world. Only in the material world everything is dissolved. Brahma Leen, merging into Supreme Brahman, is not actual Leen or annihilation. The subtle form remains in the Brahman effulgence, will return to the material world after the material creation and again assume the material form. This is described as bhutva bhutva praliyate. When the material body is annihilated, the spirit soul remains in a subtle form, which later assumes another material body. This is true for the conditioned souls, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains eternally in his original consciousness and spiritual body. So here, Prabhupada is telling that how the Supreme Consciousness that remains undisturbed, whether this creation is done or whether annihilation is done. And then he gives similarly the personal individual consciousness of a living entity also remains. That goes in sleeping mode. It becomes supta. That doesn't become annihilated. Matter is annihilated. So generally this question comes when it comes to annihilation, when it comes to creation, because some say that if Lord has to transform himself as a material world, then that becomes a blemish on the Lord, because that is called as a vikara. Vikara means contamination comes because of the creation. It's like milk, because of the vikara it becomes curd. And then curd cannot become again milk. So this question arises that whether Lord has that vikara. But then our acharyas, they say no, Lord cannot have that vikara even if he may create things. He says Lord is beyond that vikara, that he may create and still remains as it is. And that's how we have this verse in Ishopanishad. Om Purnaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevava Shishyate. That Lord is complete and you take complete things from the Lord, and here is complete, but that doesn't make this incomplete. No, it still remains a complete. So that is the spiritual mathematics. Spiritual mathematics means 1 minus 1 is 1. So that is the spiritual mathematics. When things are taken from the Lord, when he is creating something, he doesn't become less. And specifically when Krishna is telling about this aham, and when we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, what it means to us when we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita. Just recently we were hearing very wonderful class Kamal Chandra was giving. So he was revealing this first verse of Bhagavad Gita. ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇ ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇ ಸಮವೇತಾ ಯುಯುತ್ಸವಃ ಮಾಮಕಃ ಪಾಂಡವಾಶ್ಚೈವ ಕಿಂ ಅಕುರ್ವತ ಸಂಜಯ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಇಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಷನ್, ಅಹಂ ಮಮೇತಿ. ಸೊ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ, ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಇನ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಅ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಂಟಿಟಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್, ಪಿವಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್? ಸೇಸ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಕನ್ಸೆಪ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಹಂ ಮಮೇತಿ, ದಟ್ ವಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟೆಡ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಆರ್ ಮೈನ್. ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿಸ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಸೇ ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇ ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇ. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕುರುಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪಾಯಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುನೋ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಏಜಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್, ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಸ್ಯಾಕ್ರಿಫೈಸಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎ ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರೇ. ಹಿಯರ್ ವಿ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೈ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ವೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೇ. ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಮಾಮಕಃ ಪಾಂಡವಾಶ್ಚೈವ, ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಮೈ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಪಾಂಡವ ಸನ್ಸ್, ದಿಸ್ ಪಂಡೂತ್ ಸನ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ಡ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಸಮವೇತಾ ಯುಯುತ್ಸವ ಫಾರ್ ಫೈಟಿಂಗ್, ಯು ನೋ ಆಲ್ ದ ವೆಪನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಡ್, ಆಲ್ ದ ಆರ್ಮೀಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕ್ಯಾರಿಡ್, ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ದ ಟೂ ಆರ್ಮೀಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಫೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಈಚ್ ಅದರ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್ಸ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಸೊ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಸಂಜಯ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ನೌ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಏಕಾದಶಿ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್, ಯುನೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ದ್ವಾದಶಿ, ಯುನೋ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹ್ಯೂಜ್ ಫೀಸ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸರ್ವ್ಡ್, ಪನೀರ್ ಸಬ್ಜಿ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ರಾಯ್ತಾ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಸ್ವೀಟ್ ಮಾಲ್ಪುವಾ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಚಪ್ಪನ್ ಭೋಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣದಾಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಸಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಹಿ ಡೂ? ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ವಿಯಸ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಈಸ್ ಫಾಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಸಾದ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್, ಹಿ ಲೀಟ್. ವೆರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಸ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಇವನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್? ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಹೀಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಪಾರ್ಟೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ಕ್ಯಾ ಕರ್ ರೇವು. ಬಟ್ ದಟ್ ಕ್ವಶನ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ಡೌಟ್ಫುಲ್ ದಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ರಾಂಗ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್. ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ, ಸಮನ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಟು ಪಿಲ್ಗ್ರಿಮೇಜ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಗೋ ಟು ವೃಂದಾವನ್, ಮಾಯಾಪುರ್, ಸಡನ್ಲಿ ಯು ನೋ ಲೈಕ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸೆಂಟಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೆಡ್. ಯು ನೋ ಸಮ್ ಡಿವೋಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಚಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ 16 ರೌಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್. ಸೊ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನ್ಯೂ ದ ಇಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ಫೆಲ್ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಫೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್, ದೇ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಡೂ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ. ಹೀ ಸೇಸ್, ಒನ್ ಮೇ ಸೇ ದಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಧರ್ಮಕ್ಷೇತ್ರ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ದೇ ಮೇ ಗೆಟ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲುಯೆನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ದಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವೆರಿ ಧರ್ಮಿಕ್, ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಡೂ, ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅಪ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ನೈಸ್. ಕುರು ದಿಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಪಾಂಡವಾಸ್ ದೇ ಡಿಸೈಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನೋ ವಾರ್. ಬಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ವರಿಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಿಕ್. ಹಿ ಫೀಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಿಕ್ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈನ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಕನ್ವರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಹೀ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ನೋ ಅರೆ ಬಹುತ್ ಬುರಾ ಹೋ ರಾ ಅಭಿ ಯುನೋ ಬಂದ್. ದೆನ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಚ್ ಅಧರ್ಮಿಕ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್ ಟು ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ? ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಲೂಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸೀಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್. ಸೋ ದಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ. ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ಲೂಡ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಸೀಟ್, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಧೃತರಾಷ್ಟ್ರ. ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಹಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಲೀವ್ ದಟ್. ಇಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಮೈ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ ಹೌ ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗುಡ್. ಸೊ ಇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಡೌಟ್ ದೇ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್. ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಅಧಾರ್ಮಿಕ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ವಿಜಯತೆ. ಹಿ ನ್ಯೂ ದಟ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಲಿಟಲ್ ಹೋಪ್, ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಬಟ್ ದೆನ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಲೆಟ್ ದೆಮ್ ಬಿ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್, ಅಟ್ ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ Till that point I can be sitting here as a king. No problem. So you can see, when he says mamakaha, that mamaka is not actual love. That is actual his self-love only. It's not love for the sons. So we can see that this is material conception. That aham mameti, even if you say mameti, that mameti is dependent on aham only. Because aham is pleased, that's why that mameti is there. Otherwise, who cares for that mameti? So, when you say mine, mine means in bracket for my use. That's why it's mine. If it has no use, then I throw it off. So that is material consciousness. Aham mameti. But then that same material consciousness can be dissolved completely by, Bhagavatam gives this very great hope to all of us. He says, parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavat yashaha, that when the devotees come together and discuss about Krishna conscious activities, he says, parasparanukathanam pavanam bhagavat yashaha, this bhagavat yashaha, the glories of the Lord, they are so purifying to the heart. What happens by that? He says, mithoratihi mitha tushtir nivrutta mitha atmanaha. So then, that kind of discussion, that kind of interaction between two people, mitha means the interaction between two people. So when this interaction of two people come together and discuss about Krishna consciousness, what happens? Then it completely, nivrutta mitha atmanaha, it completely destroys the materialistic relationship between two people. So this word also mitha is the it's a relationship between two people. Mitha. And from this only the highest sense gratification in this world, maithuna, comes. So we can see that just by understanding and discussing about Krishna katha, we can be freed of sense gratification. So that is a great hope for a conditioned soul, how one can get rid of his anartha by which he is bound in this material world. So this can be a great benediction for a living conditioned soul in this material world, that just by understanding about Krishna, janma karma cha me divyam, evam yo vetti tatvataha, tyakta deham punarjanmanaiti. You don't get again birth, just by understanding about Krishna. So what a great hope for, you know, conditioned soul than this. Just by hearing about Krishna, thing which is even difficult and they are trying for millenniums, greatest of the scientists, greatest of the philosophers, to get rid of the problems of, you know, material, you know, population. But Bhagavatam gives in one line, it gives solution to all the problems. Parasparanukathanam. When devotees come together and discuss about Krishna consciousness, that is the best sublime method by which we can get rid of all sense gratification. So Prabhupada has given us this, you know, great, you know, thing for us, that we are not here to beg sense gratification, but we are here to, as Prabhupada also, he has come here in this world to give Krishna consciousness. Because there is a difference between a beggar consciousness and king's consciousness. Beggar consciousness means I want things from this person, this person, this person. King consciousness means I want to give to this person, this person, this person. So we can see also, beggar when he's sitting, he's just thinking, you know, what this person will give? Will he give me 10 rupees? Whether he'll give me 1 rupee? So similarly, when Prabhupada, he had gone to West, on one of the airport, one reporter asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, why you have come to this foreign land? Because generally people go to foreign for getting some money, getting some, you know, wealth. So he asked, why you have come here? Prabhupada said, I have not come here to take anything. He said, I have come here to give what you have forgotten. I have come with Bhagavad Gita. So that is a king. King is one who goes around and distributes, you know, his wealth. Not goes around and begs, you know, give me, give me, give me. So being the sons and grandsons of Srila Prabhupada, we also take on that mission of distributing. So we deny to beg. And we should resolve to give, as Prabhupada gave. That's what Prabhupada said. If you are feeling that I have done something and you are feeling grateful to me, then just do what I have done. I gave you Krishna consciousness, so you give Krishna consciousness to others. So, when we do that, then it becomes complete service to our great acharyas like Srila Prabhupada and all our parampara. So, I'll stop here if there are any comments or...
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Guruji, thank you very much for a wonderful class. While you were reading the purport, I was concentrating on this. The impersonal and localized conceptions of Supreme Lord are more or less materially contaminated. Whereas if we say the verse in Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, 11th verse, it says, Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam, yad jnanam paramadvayam, brahmeti paramatmiti bhagwaniti shabdet. So, but the verse says that even those who refer as the absolute truth as Brahman and Paramatma are tattvavits. That means they are knower of the truth. They are learner transcendentalists. But still, Prabhupada says in the purport that that conceptions are still materially contaminated. Yeah. So, why that Bhagavatam says they are still tattvavits and why Prabhupada says that they are materially contaminated?
Okay. So the question is, conception of Paramatma and Brahman, they are materially contaminated. Why Prabhupada says like that? Brahman and Paramatma comes in regard to this material world only. You never find the devotees who are residing in spiritual world having any connection with Brahman and Paramatma. So, this worship of Brahman and Paramatma is there in material world only. So that conception of absolute truth as Brahman and Paramatma, that is not there in complete spiritual world. Because Paramatma is there to guide that living entity till the point he becomes back to spiritual world. It's like that. That's... Yeah, that is understood. That it is the same non-dual substance. It's the same absolute truth seen in different ways. It's not that the Paramatma or Brahman is less than Bhagavan. No, it's the same thing. But then, we are talking here about the understanding, about the same thing. That is of different levels. There we can say that Bhagavan understanding is best. Paramatma understanding is lesser, although it's of the same non-dual substance. So we are talking about the understanding. We are not talking about the... We are not telling that Brahman is less than, Paramatma. No. It's the same thing. We are talking about the person's understanding is less. And that is materially contaminated. Because he's in material world, that's why he's like that. That's... Okay, it's the last question because it's already... Yes.
Now, during the annihilation of the material world, the living entities with subtle body, they remain with the Lord, correct? Till the next creation takes place, correct? Yeah. So, suppose at the time of annihilation, there are certain living entities who are practicing Krishna consciousness and they don't want to come back to material world. So, what happens to them?
Oh. We have heard that even from Brahma Jyoti, one can go to spiritual world. If by chance he gets an association of a devotee, an understanding of devotional service. So that is possible. That possibility of raising oneself to devotional service is always there, at all the times. Material world, even Brahma Jyoti, everywhere. If we get some connection by our good fortune with devotees or some devotional understanding, then we can go back to spiritual world.
Rekshna.
So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.